You've tuned into the Dr. Low Show with naturopathic doctor, Dr. Lauren Noel, where you hear the best in natural medicine, nutrition, and mindset from the world's top doctors, authors, influencers, and Dr. Low herself. Trying just to pop a pill for a symptom? You've got the wrong exit. Seeking doable ways to live a happier, healthier life and have fun doing it? Welcome to the Dr. Low Show.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Dr. Low Show. I am Lauren Noel, Dr. Lauren Noel. I am the host of this amazing podcast. Thanks for joining me. It's so great to have you guys. It's been a couple weeks since I've done a show. I'm sorry on the delay. Life's been happening and I'm back at it. I've been doing a lot of traveling. I was in Colorado celebrating my grandma's 85th birthday. She's my last living grandparent, so super special. And then was just recently in Arizona for the naturopathic, the annual naturopathic conference. Good Lord, it was like 105, so I kept my butt inside, but it was great seeing all of you naturopathic doctors and just getting re-inspired and reconnected to the profession. It's such a beautiful group of people. So I love all you guys, all you NDs listening and ND students and all of you just working to help people and make this world better. Just giving you a shout out. Sometimes it can just feel like, gosh, am I doing anything? And just know that you are, because we all collectively make a big difference. And that's why we do this podcast. It's why we do this work, is bringing love, bringing light, educating, empowering. And that's what it's all about. Thank you so much to any of you who have left reviews for me over on iTunes. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. This really helps to bring more traffic to the show. And really the most amount of reviews helps to rank the show higher, and it allows me to get more and more awesome guests for you. So please, if you've been listening to the show and you love it, you're getting some value out of it, if you could take 2 seconds, head over to iTunes, leave me a review. I would so greatly appreciate it. Be very, very grateful for that. This episode of Dr. Low Show is brought to you by Organifi, my favorite green drink ever. This saves me when I'm traveling. I actually just this last weekend went to the cannabis conference up in Portland, Oregon. Really interesting stuff, kind of learning a lot more about this plant and how it can be used medicinally. And we actually did an episode on medical marijuana. This was a few weeks back. We'll put that in the show notes if you want to check that out. But more to come on that. We're going to be doing an episode soon in the future on CBD, which is the portion of marijuana that can be used for so many different things and doesn't have any kind of psychotropic effects to it at all. So more to come on that. But back to Organifi. I used that during my trip up to Portland and really helps me to stay on track with eating my greens, because traveling, let's be honest, it's hard to stay healthy. So if you are a big traveler, highly recommend using their greens to go packets. You just pour it in your water, or you can pour it into a smoothie, whatever you're drinking, and shake it up and you have an instant green juice. Another reason I like this formula in particular is the specific sweeteners that are used in the formula. They are using monk fruit and a little bit of stevia, which is a natural source of the sweetener. It doesn't spike your blood sugar like sugar would. And also it's not these weird artificial sweeteners like aspartame, sucralose. If you see these on your labels, run for the hills, because that's just fake crap that your body doesn't know what to do with. So use the real stuff and your body will thank you. To get your hands on some greens at a special price, you can head over to Organifi.com and enter Dr. Low at checkout and you'll get 20% off your order. And that is Organifi.com and enter DRLO. You get your discount, and that applies to anything on their website, which includes protein powder, turmeric, probiotics, you name it, you get that special Dr. Low price. All right, let's jump into the show. We're talking all about bone broth tonight, how to make it, why it's so good, and what the hype is about. Let's jump into it.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We have an awesome guest on the show tonight, someone who we've been working to get him on this show for a while, but it's happening now. So no better time than the present. We're talking with Lance Roll all about bone broth. Lance, welcome to Dr. Low Show. It's good to have you.
Yes, Dr. Lauren, I'm so glad to be on Dr. Low Radio. And it's been a while. We've known each other for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And we are now carrying our broth at Shine in beautiful Solana Beach. So we're very excited about that. And this is great. Great opportunity to get to know your audience and to shed a little light on what's happening out there.
Well, you're in a good time to be talking about bone broth, because finally something that's been used for a long, long, long time has hit this really popular, highlight, I think, in the media. So have you found that that's affected business for you?
absolutely affected business. I mean, we had, you know, a little bit of history. I got a vision in 2007, truthfully, to bring bone broth to the market, this literally frozen bone broth. And at the time, there was no bone broth on the market. All the box brands just had broth, and, you know, they're still there. And there was a few people here and there that were selling bone broth. And, of course, naturopathic doctors, acupuncturists, Chinese herbalists, chiropractors, those type of people were all touting bone broth all along. And, you know, along with many other traditional healing, real food methodologies, and, you know, just, hey, use real food and you're gonna, you know, I think it started way back in antiquity with Hippocrates stating that food would be your medicine and medicine should be your food. So that said, yeah, well, so we've been around for a while doing this. And so, yeah, I was given this vision to bring this product to market to make it more popular. And it happened in 2011. And of course, I came to market in 2010, 2011, and then 2012, we went on the internet, early 2013. And 2014 is when the trend hit. So yeah. In September of 2014, Sally Fallon from the Weston A. Price Foundation and Dr. Kayla Daniel, also formerly of the Weston A. Price Foundation, excuse me, wrote a book called Nourishing Broth, an old-fashioned remedy for the modern world. That came out in September. And then in November, the New York Times got a hold of this guy, Marco Canora, over there in New York at Brodo, who was doing this incredible thing. He was actually putting bone broth in a cup, and he was selling it out the window of his restaurant to people.
So smart.
And the New York Times said, hey, everyone in New York is going to go be drinking bone broth this winter. And, of course, we have our great friend, Dr. Kellyanne.
Right.
Who's been touting it and for a long time as well. And so everything has kind of blown up since then. We're definitely in year three of the trend, the bone broth food trend, along with other things that come and go. I mean, I think lots of traditional foods are now trendy. The paleo diet is super trendy. Now keto is getting super trendy.
Right.
And we got lots of people healing with food, which is amazing because people are starting to realize that the system has sort of left them empty. And of course, the Weston A. Price Foundation has known that for a long time and built their diet, a whole food diet based on foods that our grandparents or maybe our great-grandparents at this point and listeners, probably great-great-grandparents used to do back in before World War I when that was around 1914 for those who don't know history, 1914, 1918. And so a little bit before, up till then, there was no such thing as non-organic because people only farmed organically. So take it from 1918, say all the way back to as far as you could vision, and there was no such thing as chemicals or pesticides or anything like that. It was only organic, natural process. And then they had all these chemicals left over from World War I, and they didn't know what to do with them, so they figured they'd spray them on food, keep bugs down or something like this.
Yeah.
And so the diet and then processed food came in, taking it from its original form and making it into something, quote, more convenient. Weston A. Price went into study the different cultures and had noticed the degradation within one generation of people's facial structures and mouth structures and health in general from the quote Western diet. So, all that said, bone broth was involved in many of these cultures, going back again 5,000 years in Chinese medicine, herbal history. The use of bone broth was the idea originally. This traditional food. Made from simmering bones with good, clean water. Generally, the bones were from animals that had been raised locally because there was no food transportation systems. They were all local and organic, and the bones were simmered with the local water, and they were simmered with, you know, sometimes the people added herbs. They added fungus or mushrooms medicinally, and then they added vegetables, things that they had, again, locally or available. And they created this delicious liquid out of the last remains of the animal that they had raised for their food for their tribe or their community or their family, extracting the last bit of minerals and nutrients out of the product that they had so, you know, in reverence had raised for their eating. So it was a big reverential traditional thing that bone broth came from. I emphasize that, Dr. Loeb, for our audience, because really in the last few years, there's been a little bit of a shift we'll get into, but most importantly is this traditional food. And even just skimming through Nourishing Broth here, which I've read many times already, there was an idea, you know, all the broths were kind of different. People were making them in different places. So in places where there's a lot of fish, there was fish broth. In places there was a lot of buffalo and herding animals like that, there was a lot of that type of broth. In places where they were raising chickens and poultry and birds and game and pheasant and things, they were making the bones broths from those things. So the broths kind of have a different nutritional profile, all of them being extremely good for you. And of course, when they're made with care and the intent of healing and nourishing. Nourishing is an interesting term because when we feel nourished, we feel good. You know, I know I was at your clinic recently and there was some real food people there, our good friends over at Gadanya and some others that are serving really nourishing food. And what makes the food nourishing? The source of the food is local. It's organic. You know, we are certified organic. In other words, we pay to have someone audit us to keep us basically honest. And of course, we've been organic since we started because we're serving a healing food.
I love that. And that's so important that you guys focus on quality, because the bones, it's a big place where toxins are stored in the body. People don't think about that. So
correct.
So, if you're doing a healing food, a medicinal food that's actually focused on nourishing and healing, that's when quality is especially important.
And we're focusing on traditional methodology as well.
Right.
We're focused here on small batch kettles, brewed in our own brothery here, and to simmer at a really low temperature, which is described in Nourishing Broth. The low temperature is what Kayla Daniel calls a gurgle. And there's a very particular reason for that. The reason is we, you know, bone broths will naturally develop glutamates. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not an additional thing, but it's just a byproduct. But when you do it at a low, slow simmer, and that low, slow extraction of the liquid, you end up with a low glutamate bone broth. And glutamates, I'm going to get total discussion on glutamates, but essentially we've created a product that is absorbable, healable, healing, nutrient dense, and made in the traditional manner that bone broths from before 2014 were all made the same way. When we got excited in 2014, Dr. Lowe, we got excited about bone broth. Dr. Kellyanne got excited about bone broth, this thing that most people making bone broth were simply the caregivers. They were the moms, the grandmoms, maybe right. The dad. They were the one who were – maybe there was the community kind of apothecary type place, or a place where there was a center for healing, and there was like a soup kitchen, or there was a place where there was a central pot. And, you know, it was hard to make bone broth in terms of, you know, keeping it around for a while. So people started freezing bone broth when, you know, and in our age, we don't have to talk about what they did or didn't do in the past, because we've had refrigeration now in modern times, and we have food systems that are available to us next day and instantly from anywhere in the world, basically, we really want it. So, but in our day and age, and that was the best way to preserve the actual product itself as well in its integrity, kind of similar to freezing. I was talking to a gentleman who works for Amazon, and you know, he's talking about how they take the berries right off the plant and then they flash freeze them. Mm. So they're basically at their highest nutrient capacity. Mm-hmm. And then that product gets made into purees or dried in a low, slow dryer to dehydrate them and create a delicious drink. Mm-hmm. So similar as well with the bone broth, you know, we need to follow traditional methods. And that's what we do at the brothery. We definitely follow traditional methods. I'm looking at my sign here. And, you know, most importantly, like we talked about, is the water. And nowadays as well, water is an extremely dangerous commodity, you know, in a sense. We've heard it in the news, Flint, Michigan, and many, many municipalities basically practically poisoning us with fluoride and other things that they're putting in the water. The systems themselves are getting diluted with so much stuff from the environment going down into the water systems. Quality, what does quality mean? Does it mean, does it taste good? No, it means that it's from a good source.
Right.
When my wife and I go out to eat, we don't care if the food tastes good. We want to know where the food came from. And that's why we, again, like we typically end up at Gadanya, because because we know that they're using all organic local stuff. We know the owners, or Land and Water. I'll drop a few names. I mean, your audience is national, but these are a few places. And now, again, thank God for this farm-to-table movement. You know, all over the country, you can go to farm-to-table restaurants now. You know, I had mentioned a note to talk about how to make bone broth. And, you know, just to start off with a little truth. The truth is, after 5 years, we've been in, you know, 6 years since 2011, 2012, making bone broth and being available to the public. The main thing we hear is people love bone broth. They believe in bone broth. They even make bone broth, but they're glad that they don't have to.
Let me jump in with the question real quick. So when we're talking about what constitutes bone broth versus just a soup, is it that bones are simmered over like 24 hours at a low temperature, and that's what constitutes as bone broth? Like,
That's a great question. The bone broth, basically, again, it's a food designed to heal. So we've talked about the quality ingredients, and we talk about the quantity of bone now, you know, so it's a lot of bones compared to water. And our broth includes vegetables, and it has an herb component, bay leaves, thyme, peppercorns, and parsley, and our main herb, our ginger, a root, garlic, onions, carrots, celery, lemons, apple cider vinegar. So it's a product that is designed to drink immediately after you make the product. It can be used in many cooking things. But that's the big thing. And then, yeah, the chicken is an 18-hour process, and the beef is a 24-hour process. So there's lots of literature out there about the process. Some people like to claim they use 48 hours and even up to 72 hours. 72 hours would be a long time to wait to get your bone broth, and it would be very costly. So I take that with a grain of salt. If you're at home and you leave it in your slow cooker for 3 days, potentially it's good. I think that the benefits are there at about 18 and 24 hours. That's my opinion. And a lot of bones to water, because you want to get the gelatin, Dr. Lowe.
Right, right. I know it's all about the gelatin. And we'll get into questions like collagen versus gelatin versus broth, like all the confusion around that, because it can be, sure, you know, kind of confusing. But before I do that, want to just, let's be really simple about it. What are the actual benefits of drinking bone broth? So we've heard about it has, you know, certain minerals that can help with healing. What else? Like, why is it so good?
I mean, basically, you know, as a naturopathic doctor, you know that the immune system's located in the gut.
Right.
So there's been Hippocrates, again, said it way back in the day. The Nutritional Therapy Association just had a conference called "That Begins in the Gut," and that's out there on the internet for people to see. So when you talk about gut, when you talk about bone broth, you really talk about gut healing. That when the bone broth starts healing your gut with the collagen and gelatin, which is collagen is the gelatin is the cooked form of collagen, is what it comes down to. They're basically the same thing. And so the collagen gelatin combination, it heals the lining of your digestive tract. So a lot of help with things like leaky gut, which a lot of people have but don't know they have it, irritable bowel syndrome, any sort of internal disorders, eczema, psoriasis, all these things are gut issues. So you start to heal the immune system, and when you start to heal the immune system, the rest of your body responds. So it's a great product for people going through any kind of challenges with cancer treatments because of that healing and because of the nourishment. So the main benefit is gut healing. The second benefit is very nutrient-dense, bioavailable food that your body recognizes on a molecular level that can utilize immediately. Dr. Kate Shanahan says it's a smart food. It's a smart food that knows where to go and how to do it. Then you have, like you mentioned already, we have a lot of minerals and trace minerals, which are often neglected as well, that are part of this long, slow extraction from the bones. Then you have your glucosamine, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid for joint health. So those are some of the top benefits of bone broth.
Love it. So what I love about this, I think one of the reasons my patients love the broth so much is it has them feel like they are doing something proactive for their health. They feel empowered with it, right? It's not like just taking a pill to take care of a symptom. They're actually being active and healing themselves. And bone broth is something naturopathic doctors have been using for hundreds of years, long, long time. So, but I'd love, I mean, how cool is it to have a doctor's office with bone broth, right?
Absolutely. And you know, your office
of a good doctor's office.
I had a question for you too, like in naturopathic medicine.
Yeah.
You know, what is the, you know, tell everyone like why in naturopathic medicine is real food and bone broth such a part of all the protocols?
Right. Well, it comes down to our basic tenets. What we believe is that the body has an innate ability to heal itself. So when patients are coming into seeing me, I am doing what I can to help kind of ignite their body's own healing response. I'm not healing them. Their body is doing the healing. I'm just guiding them in doing that. So, you know, having something that is food that works as medicine is a way to guide the body in doing what it's supposed to do on its own. So it falls very much in line with the philosophy of naturopathic medicine. It's really like, don't do any harm. Let the body do what it's supposed to do. Get out of the body's way, you know, and just let it do its natural healing mechanism that it's been, we've been designed to do this for a very long time. So
I made an acronym for your audience called BROTH. Mm-hmm. And BROTH stands for the Blessed Return of Traditional Healing.
And, that's cool. I like that. Look at you, MC Lance. What's up?
Yeah. The Blessed Return of Traditional Healing. And this is what you naturopathic doctors are doing all over the country and the world. I mean, I think in the last 3 years, I've seen the word integrative health center come up in so many places. I mean, I know you guys have acupuncturists, you have chiropractors, you know, you guys do your vitamin shots down there and your things like this, where you're really sort of taking people. And you're also looking, you know, the thing about naturopathic medicine is you're looking at the whole person. You're not just looking at one specific symptom. That's allopathic medicine. Oh yeah, here's a pill you can take to go do that. And by doing that and including food is medicine, like we started the show off with, now the body has an ability, like you said, its own innate ability to heal itself. You're empowering the person, like we use that word again as well, to feel empowered that they're taking their health into their own hands. And they're saying no to certain things and saying yes to other things. When the body gets a food like bone broth, the last benefit I didn't mention was what I termed, and not too many people mention this except for bone broth and the broth three and myself, is synergy.
Yeah.
Synergy. Everything's kind of working together. There's nobody really out there drinking bone broth and heading to Dunkin' Donuts for breakfast, you know? Or, you know, smoking cigarettes, drinking Coca-Cola, and then having their bone broth. You know, we joke around with some of my, but in more importantly, the synergy was originally for me was the idea that, yeah, once you, we say you are what you eat, and at bonebroth.com, we specifically say you are what you absorb. Mm-hmm. And so by creating that internal system where you can absorb more than nutrients, you can absorb the vitamins or supplements you may be taking, you can helps digestive aid. Bone broth helps you digest cooked food. And many people have trouble with raw food. You know, I like to really say to your audience as well, the thing about this, it might be good for you, it might be good for you, but it might not be good for you. Mm-hmm. Bio-individuality is a big thing these days. And I'll give you a great example. I personally cannot drink kombucha. You know, kombucha is really, I don't drink any alcohol either. And I just tried to go back on a delicious local bread. I couldn't, it's fermentation. It bothers my system. So I don't take any supplements currently or probiotics or anything. I just use food as my own medicine. And, but that's me personally, you know, and that's my bio individuality. People are drinking, you know, growlers of kombucha every day. And Dr. Lowe, when I first started drinking kombucha 4 or 5 years ago, you know, when GT's was out and that was the only kombucha on the market, they said, yeah, you drink this over 3 or 4 days. All you need is a quarter cup a day. I was like, oh, great. And now, of course, it's so good.
Funny.
You have to drink growlers. But what people, basically what it comes down to is, you know, people need to really understand their bodies, to listen to their bodies, and to feel how it feels. My wife in particular doesn't like beef broth. She only likes chicken broth. You know, she doesn't do good on beef. I don't even do good on beef. I love beef, but my body doesn't do well with cooked beef. Broth, no problem, but meat, not a big one for me. Again, so everyone's on a little different protocol. You just need to listen to your body. I'm sure that's what you teach them at Shine as well.
Well, one big area that we've had feedback is around just skin and nails and hair growth.
Sure.
I can say for myself, I've been doing collagen protein every day, and my nails, I mean, I was doing shellac, you know, gel manicures for years, and that stuff just tears your nails up. And like I needed to use that to have a cute manicure, but I started using the collagen protein and my nails are growing like crazy. And it looks like I never had gel manicures. They just look super healthy. And I think that's a big, huge component to it. So, but yeah, a lot of ladies have mentioned their skin just feels like healthier since they've been doing the bone broth.
Yeah. So, you know, you mentioned the collagen protein again, and there's a lot of different things out there right now for your audience to be aware of. Well, first of all, the collagen proteins, again, or any kind of powders you might be taking, just make sure they're sourced really well. In other words, there's some good ones and there's some not so good ones. If you guys are, I think you guys serve up the vital proteins over there, mm-hmm. all from grass-fed sources and all those good things. And so people have asked me, well, yeah, you can take collagen peptides and mix it into your bone broth and drink it down, or mix it into your coffee or your water for that matter. And it will totally boost your collagen. And if that's what your body needs, then certainly add collagen to the bone broth. Now, when it comes to other broth products, I will say this. We've had about 75% of our people thinking that bone broth is a powder that you mix with water and that you that becomes bone broth. Mm-hmm. I tell people, no, that's a supplement and it's a bone broth protein. It has one ingredient, chicken, and it's a highly processed food. That doesn't take away all powders or anything like that, but in particular, this particular thing, it's not actually the thing. It would be like kind of making an analogy like, oh, I'm going to go get my Tang or my Kool-Aid. I'm going to mix it with, I'm going to mix it with water and then I have fruit juice. No.
You took it back with the Tang on that one, Lance. You took it back.
I took it back? I'm taking it back with the Tang. Yeah, well, that just ages me. But I don't even know if they even sell Tang. I think they probably still do. But it's just like if you're going to brew coffee or use instant coffee, what do you like better? You know, it's the same kind of thing. I mean, I just don't think it's appropriate to say, well, this equals that. When we simmer our bone broth for 18 hours and we put it in and we chill it correctly, and we put it down in our bags and we freeze them at 41 degrees or lower. In other words, we get our product 41 degrees before it goes in our pouches, our BPA free pouches. So, you know, and then we have a short shelf life because we turn our product around a lot. And so we're really making sure we have the best product available for healing. And again, remember, there was no such thing as bone broth powder until about 2015. So we really have no idea whether the powders are equal to the thing. Of course, the powder people will tell you that it is. It's important to be aware of that. Like I said, even at a Whole Food conference like the Weston A. Price conference, that we are a sponsor of Weston A. Price and a sponsor of Nutritional Therapy Association. Even at those type of conferences, people are asking me, are you going to ever powder your bone broth? And I'm like, no. I mean, it would completely denature it. You'd have to heat it to a certain temperature, first of all, to get it to a syrup. And then you have to put it in a dryer to dry it. And then you have to reconstitute it with water. Now, of course, it's pretty high glutamate content because of the high heat. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they're not taking kettles and kettles. Imagine 40 gallons of liquid and putting that in some kind of dryer or some kind of system to dry it. It would take, I don't even know. I don't even want to go there. I don't know the process. But anyway, long story short is bone broth is bone broth. The main thing about ours is traditional methodology, slow simmer, high protein. Our products are lab analyzed. We're completely out there on the internet. On our website, you can look at all of our transparency, and you can even hear us here on Dr. Low Radio.
Hey. Hey. So what was I going to ask you? Question
sure.
for you. There was something and I'm brain farting. I need more bone broth.
Sure. Well, I'll just pop into the audience. If you're, you know, we deliver all over the country on bonebroth.com. We ship all over the country. You are.
Oh, I remembered what I was going to say. So we have a discount code. That's for
discount code. We're just going to go DRLO, Dr. Low. And if you go DRLO, you'll get 10% off your order. DRLO will get you 10% off your order at bonebroth.com. And we have free shipping at, 10 units or more. That's another good thing too. I read this beautiful quote this morning in Nourishing Broth about how much broth should you drink. And the whole idea of bone broth is that it's a food that you incorporate into your diet and your protocol. There's a big idea out there, again, that bone broth is some kind of miracle pill and you drink a cup and you're good. Mm-hmm. No, that's not kind of the way it works. Bone broth's a food. It's a process. It's like exercising, walking on the beach, sticking your feet in the sand, drinking the right amount of water every day for your body. It's part of what you do to increase your health and longevity and your overall quality of life. We say to people, yeah, if you're going through something, you could use it for a while, and then maintenance, you know, a cup a day would be great. Again, just think about that cup a day, just going in and healing your digestive tract every time it goes through, sending collagen and bioavailable nutrients to whatever it's needed in the body, those type of things. So it's important to realize that as well. I think some of the marketing out there for like, oh, if you do this, and especially with the quick fix stuff like powders and things, you know, it's not an automatic healer.
Yeah. It's a daily regular routine. I think that our success is majorly in our rituals. It's not things that we just do for a period of time. So yeah, I think a cup a day is a good amount to shoot for. I had a patient who did not like the taste of bone broth. So she got really creative. She made little bone broth ice cubes, and then she would just throw a few of them in her smoothies in the morning, her fruit and veggie smoothies, and she wouldn't even taste the bone broth. So there's always ways to get creative. I personally love the taste of it, but
yeah,
everybody's tastes are different.
Yeah, I just let your audience know too. We have several bone broths on our website. We have a short cook one, which is something no one else has, and we have two AIP versions, which are basically our beef and chicken broth with just carrots, celery, parsley, and water. No salt at all. Very low in all our broths, and they're more plain. So if you're going to do something like mixing in a smoothie, you might want to get the AIP bone broth. Hmm. Super high gelatin content, all really rich in taste and flavor. Those kind of things are really good. So yeah, that's another good way to do it. People always ask me, how am I going to use the bone broth? And I'm lagging on videos for sure, but hopefully in the next few weeks, I'll get a couple on the website. Yeah, basically you're going to sip it like a cup of coffee, and you know, it's been touted as the new coffee. People are drinking it in the morning. You can bulletproof it. You know, I know we're all friends with Dave Asprey and Bulletproof Coffee over there, you know. You can add MCT oil. You could whip it in your food process, you know, in your Vitamix with coconut oil and coconut fat. And you can add your ghee to it. And then you could put in flavorings if you want. You could add herbs like cilantro or parsley or basil and puree it real quick and get a whole new dimension to the broth. So all great ideas. You can make it into a delicious soup. You know, this morning we had to send my son off to school. He goes to the Waldorf school down the street. You know, we just packed him up some beef broth, threw a little cooked veggies in. There's lunch right there.
So good. I bet you can make it into a facial mask, right?
You know, there's some science out there that says that gelatin, you know, if you apply it, could potentially be a very good wound healer and mm-hmm. skin healer. I like to take it internally, so I haven't quite had the opportunity to use it on my skin, but people have told me that my skin is looking real good. I feel, I'm pretty lucky.
Truthfully. Yeah, pretty like just like a baby's butt.
Yeah, that's well, not quite that soft, but yeah, all good stuff, Dr. Lowe.
I love this. I think this is awesome. This is something I've wanted to talk about on the show for a while. So it's nice to bring this content to people. And it's just something so easy that everybody can do, kids, elderly. I mean, especially elderly with bone strength and helping to keep their digestive system strong. It's amazing for that when you're feeling sick or even just prevention. I think it's just amazing. So yeah.
It's an old fashioned comfort food, you know. Sadly, we don't. Everyone doesn't make it through their challenges with certain diseases that they have these days. But we've had clients who have told us, you know, this was the most important thing they had for their so-and-so, their loved one, mm-hmm. who was going through such a thing towards the end. And they were able to feel this nourishment. And again, with our bone broth, you're going to have that experience of, you know, my second trademark I own, love is the ultimate spice, you know. We're literally infusing energy into the product, the love energy, and we know that love energy is a healing energy.
Yeah.
And that's why we take our time to make sure every day that the batches are coming out perfect, that they're at a perfect simmer, that we're using all certified organic ingredients, and that we're serving up a healing bone broth. You know, you were asking little testimonies. This book, bonebroth.com, Nourishing Broth by Sally Fallon and Kayla Daniel, is available from the Weston A. Price Foundation and obviously Amazon.com. And, you know, there's just testimonies weaved throughout this book of all the healing powers of bone broth. But I do want everyone to know that none of the healing powers of bone broth are accompanied by a solo protocol.
Right.
You know, it always accompanies with proper hydration. I think most of the naturopathic doctors would agree. A lot of people are super dehydrated. Getting sunshine, like we mentioned, being in a good relationship with yourself, you know, but not being easier on yourself and being being kind, and these things all help to make you feel better and help you heal your body. These are important things to mention when you're sipping on our delicious bone broth. Be kind and happy and loving, and kiss your children and kiss your wife or your husband and or your boyfriend, whatever the case may be. girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is, just make sure it's filled up with love.
Yes.
And you know love when you know it, because you feel it, you know. Ziggy Marley has a song, Love Is My Religion, and we were singing it back in Hawaii, went to Hawaii in April. And, you know, this song goes, you know, they're calling all the lovers to the fold, and, you know, no one is going to lose their soul, you know. And just kind of rest in that a little bit, you know, rest in the idea that, you know, there's so much happening in our society. We need to really step back and connect. The age of disconnection.
Well, yeah. Our blessing for all of you listening, this is from Lance and Dr. Lowe, is enjoy some bone broth, do it with people. So embrace that community vibe and spread the love, you know, and you're nourishing yourself, and let pay that forward by nourishing people around you. So maybe this could be a little invitation for you guys listening to host like a little bone broth get together. You can have people come over and you can just connect in maybe ways that you haven't thought about it before. Use it as a motivation to just get outside yourself. And you never know what people are going through. You know, if you guys are going through some stuff, I guarantee there's people going through things around you that maybe you're not even thinking about because you're in your own little world. So there's real medicine connecting to other people. And, you know, I think using this as a tool to go back to those roots, both traditional health, you know, nutrition roots, but also the roots of us being community oriented people, you know, you can embrace the two together.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's nothing better than food to bring us all together.
Amen.
And just, you know, keep it real, folks, you know, keep it real, keep the food real. You know, there's a lot of movement out there with just eat real food, and it's important stuff. Grow a little garden in your yard if you have a little space for some fresh lettuce or whatever, and just pick some this morning for my own salad today. Mm-hmm. Super excited. Didn't take much to throw them in the ground, and I've had about 20 salads from throwing about 12 different heads of lettuce in the ground. And, you know, it's just everything. It's part of everything, Lauren.
Isn't that cool?
And it's important to connect. And if you're in Solana Beach and you need help, Dr. Lowe is the girl. and her center is amazing.
Oh.
So you guys are awesome at Shine. And, gosh, of course, you can get our bone broth there, too. So.
Thanks, buddy. It's been a pleasure having you. Thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day crushing it and healing the world one gut at a time. We'll talk soon.
Take care. Bye.
All right. That's our show. Thanks for joining us. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, if you want to check out bonebroth.com, you can get yours over there. Enter Dr. Lowe at checkout for a discount. Have an amazing rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Dr. Lowe Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. And for more after the show, you can head over to drlowshow.com, where you can find the show notes. Be sure to subscribe to the show and share with all your friends. And please head over to iTunes and leave the show a 5-star review and leave a comment. I read each and every one, and they warm my heart. Thank you so much again for joining us. I promise to keep bringing you fun, inspiring, empowering content. Until next time, lots of love, and I'll talk to you soon.